This is FSU Professor Diane Roberts bringing you new writing from the Creative Writing Program. Today we have Navy veteran Adam Weinstein on Thanksgiving in Baghdad.
It was Thanksgiving 2008. I'd been laid off that summer and had retreated from the recession at home to the front lines of Iraq. War contracting, it seemed, was the last growth business. Having worked my regular 12-hour day, I entered the Baghdad-based dining hall gritty and weary. Brown and orange crepe paper crafts mailed in from kindergartners festooned the walls, the closest thing there was to foliage. Behind the lunch counter, a famous general carved up a 20-pound bird and served ragged slices to his troops. I plopped down with a gravy-flooded tray next to an army major, who wore a serene smile as crisp as his green fatigues. As he efficiently moved plastic mashed potatoes to his teeth, he nodded politely to the man across from him. The man was a contractor, older than me, a grizzled electrician with crooked spectacles, and little to be thankful for. "My wife says the house is worth about $90,000," he said. "We're in about $60,000 over our mortgage." The major bobbed his head sympathetically. "I can't refinance it," the electrician said. "I can't sell it, and I'm sure as hell not going to walk away from it." Again, the major nodded. "Government's screaming for electricians," the man said. "I do this for about 9 years. We just might pull through." For about 15 minutes, he went on. All the while, the major sat, content, looking every bit a man who knew the secret of happiness. What was it, the secret, I wondered? What could a wartime soldier in harm's way know that I couldn't? The electrician caught himself. "Look at me going on," he said to the major. "Like I'm the only one with problems. What's your story?" The soldier finished off his potatoes, surrendered his fork to the tray, and leaned back in his seat, stretching luxuriously. "Well, to tell you the truth," he said, "I used to be in real estate."
That was Adam Weinstein of FSU.